We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And week two, football's in the books. It's time to get ready for week three. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 3, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. That's right. You can place a $1 bet on any team, and if that team wins, you cash $100. How can you pass that up? So make sure you download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during Week 3, bet a dollar on them, and win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Bob Founders and Andy Shea. Guys, who's going to remind me? Time. we have to announce.
Three questions, one winner.
Yes. So your odds are good. But if you listen to our Ask Ross segment, I think you know who our winner is. It was Andrew from Elmer, New Jersey, who asked Ross, and he labeled it an existential question. And he asked, what is it about football that connects so strongly with the human condition? That got Ross started. He had a great answer. And if you missed out on Ask Ross, make sure you go find it on our podcast version or somewhere. You'll very much enjoy it. All right, guys. Here's what I'm excited about. We now have a football season. We've spent the last month and a half talking about cancellations and potential revote. We're going to get a chance to actually talk about the football team. And the team's getting ready to go to whatever you want to call it, fall camp, actual practice in preparation for a season. And that means no matter what, no matter how veteran a team you have, you're still going to have coaching decisions that are going to have to be made during this time of year. That's what I wanted to talk to each of you about. Bob, I'm going to give you first crack at this. Where is the coaching staff looking to make a decision in fall camp?
Yeah, so you look at, Jimmy, you look at Penn State's strengths and you can just eliminate some things. I know Penn State's offensive line is deep and it's experienced. It's a good problem to have. And I think the defensive line is pretty much set in terms of maybe the top four or five guys. No Micah Parsons at linebacker, so that's going to create maybe some room. Even there, though, I think I know they're going to lean on experience early. And I think Brandon Smith's going to be a guy that probably he's almost a can't miss prospect. I'm going to go to the secondary a little bit. And I'm just a little curious about, considering they're going to play, you know, you want to play three corners a lot. You want to play four corners. What is that rotation going to look like? Who, you know, they got to replace John Reed. So they got to identify a slot corner. I know they feel good about a lot of their second-year players, but also one other thing, the secondary last year late, you look at the Memphis game, you look at the Indiana game, you look at the Minnesota loss, they just didn't play very well. I think it starts with the secondary for Penn State, especially the corner position. They have to get better in terms of pass coverage. They have to make better plays on the ball. They have to locate the ball when it's in the air, and they can't bust assignments. To me, I really think Penn State's corners and their safeties a little bit, that's going to be a big key to the season. And I'm not sure who's going to be the guy, who are going to be the guys that are going to play the most, especially early. I think there's a, it could look a little bit different early, and then you might see some things change late when some players get experience.
All right, Bob, you know, I can't let you get away with, I don't know how it'll be.
Okay.
I need you to make a prediction. If we have Tariq Castro Fields on one side,
right,
who's going to be on the other side, and who's going to be that third cornerback?
Yeah, so this is not a cop-out, but if you remember, Marquise Wilson was involved in an off-the-field issue, I believe, this year. Usually, you know, if the alleged incident is true, usually James Franklin involves some kind of suspension. I'm not saying that he will, but past history indicates that he might. I would say Keaton Ellis would be the guy on the other corner, and I think that Joey Porter Jr. is going to press Keaton pretty hard. Long term, though, I think Marquise is the other starter when they have two corners on the field.
All right, that's where Bob is headed. How about you, Andy? Where are you headed for the coaches' decisions this fall?
Well, since Bob brought up off-the-field issues, I'm going to go ahead and go there at the running back position, right? So Devin Ford had an alleged off-the-field illegal substance issue over the summer. Does Penn State have three running backs? Is Penn State going to be a three running back team? That is something that I think we're going to learn throughout camp. Journey Brown and Noah Kane, hey, if that's your 1-2, that's a pretty dynamic duo in my book. Or is it a three-headed monster? Does the young guy who, you know, allegedly made a mistake with an off-the-field issue, does he have to, you know, pay the piper and sort of, you know, sit back and watch? Or are they going to roll with three? I think that throws a little wrench into it, because up until that happened, it was, you know, they've got three running backs, and how are they going to use it? And I say again that if Journey Brown and Noah Kane are your two-back rotation, you really don't have any problems and much to worry about, I don't think. So that is going to be interesting to me to see through camp is, are they a three-back, are they a three-back set like they thought we were going to be, and do they have three players at their disposal?
That's an interesting point, Andy. A year ago, there was a four-man rotation, and everybody was all worked up about it. This year, it's down to three. Possible, if it is down to two, you're one twisted ankle away from having no depth at running back. So that will be an interesting thing to watch. Bob, I find it interesting that you had your take. Andy has had his first take. Are we all avoiding the elephant in the room, or is it we've talked about it too many times before? What the heck is going to go on at wide receiver, Bob?
Yeah, I thought when I went secondary, I thought Andy might go. I thought he might go wide out there, but Jim, you're correct. I was thinking as he was talking about the running backs, I was thinking about the wideouts, and I knew we were going to have to address that. That's absolutely some decisions are going to have to be made there. Jahan Dotson's going to have to be the number one. In a lot of ways, they use Pat Freiermuth almost like a receiver because he's so athletic. But in a three receiver set, there's room with no KJ Hamler and no Justin Shorter. There's room for some young players to grow. I've been saying all offseason, I really like John Dunmore. I think he's got to play a lot. I think he's going to be a very good player. And I know, obviously, that Penn State thinks highly of TJ Jones. I would bet you that Andy Shea is going to mention a couple, at least one true freshman wideout that I think has a chance to play right away as well. But I think these guys have a little bit more seasoning under their belt. I'll be interesting to see what the new wideouts coach, Taylor Stubblefield, does with these guys. But I'm a big believer in John Dunmore. I think he's the guy that has to take a step forward this year.
Well, Andy, you know, Bob kind of set it up for you, but also Kurt Shiraka mentioned last week when he filled in on the coaches show, he did mention a couple of freshmen, Keandre Lambert and Parker Washington. Is there a chance the youngsters might find their way onto the field?
Names in a hat, Jim. Names in a hat. This is where I'm at with the wide receiver position in Penn State. Dear Penn State, if you are a wide receiver not named Jahan Dotson and you play for the Nittany Lions, catch the ball, let your talent shine, and live up to some expectations. That's all I have to say about that. That's it. Well, it's become a 3 or 4 year.
You're still talking, Andy.
Disappointment. So that's all I have to say. Let it shine. I'm done.
Okay. Bob, you pointed it out. He's done three times. So I do think Andy makes a great point. There's a lot of different names there, but that means there's a lot of openings there. If you think in terms of a two deep among the wide receivers, meaning six wide receivers who are going to see playing time, and you have Jahan Dotson, and then just question marks after that. That's a lot of opportunities, a lot of spots that are open for people. Bob, what strikes me also with the team as questions, sometimes it's about the next guy in line. We were talking about the running backs. Journey Brown's number one, probably Noah Kane number two, but you start asking about the depth. What I'm curious about is the offensive line. You alluded to him. It's a veteran group. We know who that first five is, but who's the first man off the bench? Who's number six? And is it different if it's a tackle, guard, or center that needs to come in?
Yeah. So I think they have their backup center among their starters. It's Mike Miranda. Juice Scruggs is still shaking off the rust. He hasn't played in a while. Mike Miranda, I think, has worked a lot as a center in practice. I think they feel good about him. Penn State has a very good situation at offensive tackle. We assume Will Fries is going to be the starter opposite Rashid Walker, Rashid on the left side. But I do know that Penn State really likes Dez Holmes. They played him a lot last year. I think he can play both sides. I wouldn't be surprised if he starts some games. I think they think that highly of him. The bigger question is if they do need a third guard, where would they go there? I think there's a couple of young players that we mentioned, some off the field issues that they might be involved in that. So early, they might not be getting the reps that they would normally get. But I do think it's critical with the threat of COVID and the fact that there's no off weeks, that you have to develop some depth at every position just in case some players are not eligible to go. I think you will see Penn State lean on depth a little bit more on the offensive side this year than they normally do. But I do think the offensive line is going to be very good. And the third guard, to me, is the most interesting pick. Who's going to emerge?
Andy.
Yeah, I think the same way of the linebackers. Even with Micah Parsons not coming back, it's a problem but not a problem. They've got five guys there, right? I don't think it's a problem. I'm just curious to see how it plays out in the beginning and then advances throughout the course of the season. I think both of them are interesting scenarios at that position, how it starts and how it moves along.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Ross. That is it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to join us next time.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Get in on all of the Week 3 action with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. Pick any team during Week 3, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's code KSN during sign-up for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.